There is something you are living through right now that you wish you could wish away, but in actuality, it is the X that marks the spot for everything that you want. It is the key that opens the door to your next level if you allow it to. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I'm currently in transition. I am quite literally in a transition because I am in an Airbnb. We just sold our Arizona house, which we are so freaking grateful for. And we'll also tie into the podcast that I'm going to share with you today, all about trust. Trusting the process and really leaning in to trusting and just how much that is going to change your journey. So I'm in an Airbnb right now, and we are going to be leaving the Airbnb in about 2 days. But I don't know if you guys know, like, ever been in transition where your stuff is kind of like not even in any location yet, and there's different things that you don't have with you, and your workday is still totally normal and going on, and podcasts still need to be recorded, and I did a Zoom interview today, and just everything felt really, really chaotic and out of place, and it made me feel almost like a little homesick because I'm not yet in this new home and I'm leaving this other home. And sometimes even the decisions that you are so excited for in life and you just wanted to happen so bad that even when they happen once in a while, being in transition can make you feel like you can't get your roots, like you're not grounded, and it can make you question if you made the right decisions. So, you know, even when you're moving into those big things or you're taking those leaps into those big dreams, let's say you want to be a speaker and all of a sudden you get booked for something that just feels so much bigger than you can even fathom being a part of. Like, you start to question who you are, you start to question your skill set, you start to question your decisions. And I stumbled across a post from somebody that was talking about how anxiety and a chaotic brain is often because we are lacking trust. And I thought, wow, that is so true. And the two things that came together for me were, when I feel anxious or out of sorts, it's because I am lacking trust or I am lacking the action required to make myself feel better. So if we think about it, action is the enemy of anxiety, and trust is also the enemy of anxiety. Because if we had those two things, we wouldn't need to feel anxious. We would be trusting that anything and everything that is on our journey is meant for us. And this is a saying that I often frequently lean into when I feel mad that something is going on in my journey that I don't like, or when something is failing that I don't love, or literally right now, as my company packaging is delayed and my product is delayed getting shipped to people, even though we said it was going to be sent on a certain day. There are things that are out of your control every single day of your life. And right now, with everything that's happening, I have to trust that this is happening for a lesson for me to learn, whether that's to get better at something, whether that is to make sure something doesn't happen again, or whether that is to expand my capacity. If I trusted that this was happening for a reason, for me to learn, and even if there was no reason, for me to make a logical reason, for me to make a practical meaning that could make me better, if I could just trust that this can make me better, if I could just trust that this is happening to make me a better person, then I wouldn't have the anxiety that I walked around with all day today. So I hope this message hits you where it's hitting me right now, and really thinking, where in my life am I feeling a lot of anxiety around that I am not trusting in the journey that God has put in front of me? That I'm not trusting, that I believe that no matter what happens on this journey, that I could use it to make me stronger rather than to break me down. There is something you are living through right now that you wish you could wish away, but in actuality, it is the X that marks the spot for everything that you want. It is the key that opens the door to your next level if you allow it to. If you could just really dig deep and ask the question of how this could make me better right now, instead of setting me back or giving me anxiety or making me feel like I'm not enough or making me stare at social media and wish I had someone else's life or saying, God, why is this happening to everybody else but not me? If we got into the correct actions that get us out of that anxiety in scrolling or comparing, we would be moving forward on the journey to become the person that we're meant to be. Or if we could trust that whatever is on your path right now is here to make you better, and everything that happens, you ask the question, why is this here to make me better? How could this possibly make me better? Maybe it's making you step out of your comfort zone. Maybe it's forcing you into a different social circle. Maybe it is calling you to your absolute edge of capacity that you need to go to, where you feel like you are going to crumble, you're going to crack, you're going to break, but your future dream requires you to be able to handle that type of stress so you get the opportunity to exercise it right now in this very moment and fall to your knees and say a freaking prayer and know that there is something so much bigger than you that wants you to have the thing that you want, that is placed on your heart right now. Lean in, trust, say a prayer, say a simple prayer of, I trust that this is here for me. Show me why this is here for me. Show me how this can make me stronger. I trust that you put everything on my journey because it is meant to be here. That energy, that type of energy, that faith is going to get you everything that you want. You're going to become the person, the woman that you came here to be. I'm sending you so much love. I hope that you say this prayer, put it in whatever version that you need it to be in. But just remember that trust and action is the enemy of anxiety. You guys, I love you. I'm so grateful for you. If this resonated or you know someone who needs it, please send it to them. And I will see you next week. Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody gonna be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing, since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.